Sunday night in downtown Minneapolis was more than a week two game in the regular season. It was the border battle between the Green Bay Packers, a nationally televised matchup, and of course the first regular season game at U.S. Bank Stadium. The new home for the Minnesota Vikings didn't come without plenty of heavy lifting and work by construction crews, lobbyists, and politicians who helped pass the bill to make this night a reality.
This has exceeded our expectations in terms of what this facility would look like and how appealing it would be to the general public. I mean, people are raving about this, and rightfully so. It's a magnificent facility. It makes all of Minnesota proud.
Here we are tonight, and there were so many moments where this was not going to become a reality. And to see everybody pull together and just push it through, and obviously it's going to be very good for the states, for the Vikings, and for Minneapolis. It's a very good community center, and that's what we have here. And you walk around, you see all these people, how proud they are. I'm pretty emotional about it.
Those who fought for years at the state capitol to see this day happen could sit back and see all their efforts and hard work pay off. A chance for the state to come together and share in having the finest stadium in the NFL. The opportunity for the previous generation of Vikings to be jealous and envious of the current era in team history.
I think all years of from the Purple People Eaters through Robert Griffin, myself, guys playing all years, it's great to see the organization with Wolf's help taking it into the next millennium. It's just unbelievable. I wish we had that type of ownership when I played, but for the guys, they're lucky guys, lucky players to be a part of this great organization.
It's quite the experience, it's quite the crowd, and it's quite the stadium. They hit it out of the ballpark.
There will be hundreds of football games played at U.S. Bank Stadium over the years, but there will only ever be one first game. And on this Sunday night, it was much more than a football game. A celebration in the state of Minnesota for a new chapter in the history books.
I was there in 61. We probably had 35,000 people, maybe, playing the Bears, first game ever. There's nothing like this. Nobody could have dreamed anything like this. This is all first-class, state-of-the-art, and it's great for the Twin Cities area, the state of Minnesota, this whole region. And we ought to all thank the Wolf family for investing in doing this. And, of course, the state of Minnesota helped also.
I think anybody from here, lives here, has a lot of pride being from here. And, you know, Minnesota, we're way up there. A lot of people just don't know how great this area is. And so to have something like U.S. Bank Stadium, I mean, it really is a crown jewel. 100% accurate to say this is the nicest stadium in the NFL right now. It's cool. Yeah, you know, even though, I mean, the Metrodome was great, and the Metrodome and all its shortcomings was kind of became part of our identity over the years, you know. It was great, but I mean, we definitely, as Minnesotans, paid our dues in that building and really do deserve something like this.
You know, this community was very responsible in the way they did it. There are difficult decisions that have to be made when you're building a stadium. They're complex projects that involve a great deal, and this community did it well, and I think they're going to see the results of that tonight and in the future. This is going to be something that this community should be very proud of.
Really special evening, and especially for our fans. This is what we worked so hard for, to get this stadium built, is our fans, and seeing the smiles on their faces. All generations loving this building, and it's a great home for our fans and for the team for years to come. We're really excited.